From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, August 1st, on-chain and off, the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, Minnesota bans crypto kiosks after residents lost nearly $1 million to scams. The ban on crypto kiosks in Minnesota highlights the need for stronger consumer protection measures in the rapidly evolving crypto industry. The Post Minnesota bans crypto kiosks after residents lost nearly $1 million to scams appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, BlackRock's iBit leads spot Bitcoin ETFs with $265 million in outflows. Sustained outflows from Bitcoin ETFs could destabilize the market, potentially triggering a feedback loop of falling prices and increased redemptions. The Post, BlackRock's iBit, leads spot Bitcoin ETFs with $265 million in outflows appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing, BlackRock clients sell 1,948 Bitcoin for $123 million as ETF redemptions continue. Continued ETF redemptions may signal shifting investor sentiment, impacting Bitcoin's market stability and influencing future institutional strategies. The Post BlackRock clients sell 1,948 Bitcoin for $123 million as ETF redemptions continue appeared first on Crypto Briefing, and then, fourth, from You Today, Dogecoin, Doge, Zcash, ZEC, Cardano, ADA, and Solana, price analysis. For August 1, outsiders enter the stage. Disclaimer: the opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. Next, fifth, from Bitcoinist. Upbit rebalances $864 billion SHIB in internal wallet move. South Korean exchange. Upbit has reorganized 864 billion SHIB between internal wallet addresses, creating a large on-chain movement that looks significant at first glance but appears to be a wallet rebalancing rather than an exchange sell-off. The validated notes show 384 billion SHIB moving from Upbit hot wallet address 0x769 to related platform addresses through four transfers of 96 billion SHIB each. Up next, sixth, from Bitcoinist, Avalanche staking hits $204 million as Fuji Testnet activates Helicon upgrade. Avalanche staking value has reached about $204.77 million, while the Fuji Testnet has activated the Helicon upgrade, giving AVAX watchers two separate network signals to track. The validated notes show staked AVAX representing roughly 43% of circulating supply. And then, seventh, from B in Crypto, Pump.Fun layoffs spark fury after workers miss $1 million token payouts. Former Pump.Fun employees say they were dismissed 2 months before their Pump tokens vested. Weeks after those dates passed, the team unlocked 50 billion tokens of its own. An anonymous X Twitter account, claiming to speak for more than 40 X staff, began publishing termination emails this week. Pump.Fun has not addressed the allegations publicly. Sandmark reported that the Solana launchpad terminated contracts in early April. A quarter of each staff allocation was due to vest roughly 2 months later. Next, eighth, from Crypto Slate, why DeFi giant Aave is pulling the plug on six hyped blockchains making less than $5,000 a quarter. In a July 29th forum stage proposal, Aave risk service provider Llama Risk recommended winding down the decentralized lenders' V3 deployments on Sonic, Scroll, ZK Sync, Mitis, Sonium, and Aptos. The plan would put $4.1 million of debt on a staged exit path that keeps existing positions open during the initial step. The AVE request for final comments, or ARFC, covers 25 lending reserves with $12.8 million supplied based on Llama Risk data dated July 28th. The forum thread still showed the request under discussion on July 31st. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Slate. From crypto treasury to AI data centers. Inside the aggressive 4,375 Ethereum sell-off that just hit a massive collateral wall, Japan-listed Quantum Solutions expanded the amount of Ether its group may sell through Oak. 30. 2026, after subsidiary GPT Pal Studio sold another 1,000 Ethereum to help fund its AI data center push, the group can still sell up to 2,471 Ethereum while only 1,714. 8 Ethereum of its present balance is disclosed as outside a lender pledge. The July 30th board action raised the aggregate ceiling from 1,875 Ethereum to 4,375 Ethereum. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.